Давайте будем начинать молитву. Jesus, we invite your presence tonight. Jesus, we really want you to come. We really want you to come and move in this place. We just give you freedom to come and do whatever you wish. Come and do whatever you desire. No restrictions, no limitations. Just giving you complete freedom. Come, Holy Spirit. Fill this place with the glory of Jesus. Come, fill this place with an atmosphere of heaven. Come, Holy Spirit. Fill this place with freedom. We're asking you to take full control of the atmosphere tonight. Holy Spirit, take full control of the atmosphere tonight. Push back the darkness. Push back every hindrance. Help us to set our eyes upon Jesus. Holy Spirit, help us to concentrate right now, to give you this time right now. We want to encounter you. We want to encounter you. Holy Spirit, we want to have an encounter with you. Holy Spirit, we want to have an encounter with you. A power encounter. Holy Spirit, we want to encounter you. We submit ourselves. Submit ourselves to you. Overcome us right now with your presence. Overcome us right now. And just consume. Come and consume. Help us to get our hearts on you. Not gonna hold anything back. Not gonna hold back from God tonight. No, tonight we're gonna open up. No, tonight we're gonna go all the way. We're not gonna remain the same. No, tonight we're gonna be changed. We're not going to remain the same. Tonight we're going to be filled with the Holy Spirit. No, tonight we're not going to remain the same. We're going to look in the eyes of Jesus. And we're going to allow Him to come. To come. To come. Unreserved. Unrestricted. We're going to allow Him to come. Come, Jesus. Come. Come. Just come tonight. We desire you. We desire you more than anything. Nothing will hold us back anymore. Nothing will hold us back anymore. We're rising out of shame. We're rising out of condemnation. We're rising out of fear. Rising out of fear. Control of man. Rising into the freedom of God. We're going to give our best. We're going to give our best to Jesus. We're going to give our best to Jesus. So let every chain be broken. Let every chain be broken. Everything that binds us, everything that hinders us, everything that tries to keep us bound. We're speaking freedom right now. Freedom for expression of worship. Freedom to express the love for Jesus. We're speaking freedom of expression. Freedom to serve Jesus. Jesus, in the way Jesus deserves to be served, freedom for worship and expression to love of Jesus, and not care what people say about you, and not care how people look at you. We're saying yes to breaking out of the Holy Spirit, to coming out of our boxes, stepping out of our boxes. We're saying yes to Holy Spirit. We're saying yes to the way that He wants to manifest. We're saying yes. We will not hold back anymore. Release. manifestation of the power of God upon your people. Break us free from our boxes, our limitations. Break every spirit that controls and hinders us. Break every spirit that controls and hinders us from stepping into a true worship and true service, true worship. Break every spirit that hinders us and holds us back from serving you, Lord. We wholeheartedly break every evil spirit, everything that holds us back to serve you wholeheartedly. Everything that steals life from us, everything that sucks out the life from us, break it off of us to serve you, and to love you wholeheartedly. Come and wage war, Jesus, on those things that hinder your love from growing inside of us. Come and wage war. And all those things that hinder your love from growing inside of us, pull it out by the root. Pull it out by the root, Jesus. Pull it out by the root. The things that hold us back. The things that hold us bound. The things that hold your love back. We want to walk in your truth. We want to walk in your freedom. Because we are your sons and we are your daughters. We are not orphans anymore. We're not orphans anymore. We are the sons of God. We're not the orphans anymore. We are the sons of God. We have rights. We got rights. We got rights. We got rights. We're not orphans anymore. We are the sons of God. And we got rights. We have privileges. Enforce it in our life. And push back every lying, deceiving spirit. Release the revelation and the knowledge and the rights and the privileges of the sons of God. For we have been blessed with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus. For we have been blessed with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Tonight, we're going to step into the truth. We're going to shut every lying voice. Tonight, we're going to understand that we're the sons of God. We're going to begin to really understand that we're one family with God, and the devil cannot lie to us anymore. We have a firm foundation. His name is Jesus Christ. We've got a firm foundation, unshakable, unbreakable. His name is Jesus Christ. And no lying, deceiving voice could ever say anything against that. We are unshakable. We are unstoppable. We are unbreakable in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. And we have rights, and we've got privileges, and we've got favor, and we are blessed by God. Tonight we're going to jump out of our chains. We're going to get free by the Spirit of God. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. There's freedom. Holy Spirit, I ask that you would begin to really open our eyes. I ask, Holy Spirit, that you would really open our eyes. That you would give us your perspective. Open our eyes to see the things the way you see. Not just to see the things in the Spirit, but to see clearly the things that are happening in our own lives. To see those things that are stealing life from us. Holy Spirit, give us your perspective. Give us your understanding. Give us your clarity to see the things that are stealing life from us. Give us eyes to see. Give us eyes to see. Give us eyes to see those little foxes that are ruining our vineyard. To see the little foxes that are destroying our garden. Our eyes need to be open. Holy Spirit, give us eyes to see, even right now. As people hear this prayer, give ears to hear the voice of God. Give eyes to see. Give clarity. Give understanding. Activate the seeing in the people by the Holy Spirit to see the things that are hindering us and keeping us bound from maturity, from growth, from advancement, things that are keeping us from the purpose of God in our lives. Reveal the truth. Spirit of truth, come, fill our lives with your truth. Let the Spirit of truth break every lie, break every false doctrine, every erasome theology, every man-made teaching, break every demon doctrine, break presumptuous things, things that did not originate with you. Break them inside of us. Take us through a detox, Jesus. Holy Spirit, cause a spiritual detox. Break everything that did not originate with you. Let the truth remain. Let the truth fill us. Come, Holy Spirit, release the truth that sets us free. 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 Holy Spirit, the Spirit of truth, release the truth that sets us free. Release the truth that sets us free. Release the truth that sets us free. rearrange us. Just come and rearrange us. Come and rearrange us. Holy Spirit, just come and rearrange us. We desire to have your order in our lives. We want your order. We desire your order. We desire your order, divine order.
Учи нас, любимый.
стандарты, Отец. Поднимай свои стандарты. Поднимай свою церковь. Поднимай свою церковь. Высвобождай свой огонь. Высвобождай свой огонь. Высвобождай свой огонь. Пусть идет всякая саможалость. Пусть идет всякое ложное смирение. Пусть придет, Отец, смелость и храбрость от Тебя. Дерзновение от Тебя. Дерзновение от Тебя. Дерзновение от Тебя. Знать, кто мы есть. Знать, кто мы есть, Отец. Знать, кто мы есть. Поднимай, 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 любимый, поднимай, поднимай. Мы понимаем то, что ты делаешь сейчас. Мы соглашаемся с твоим планом. Мы приходим в соглашение с тобой. Мы понимаем, Отец, что ты меняешь разум, что ты меняешь наше мышление, что ты готовишь нас быть царями и священниками тебе, царями и священниками в твоем царстве. Спасибо тебе за то, кто ты есть в нашей жизни. Спасибо тебе за привилегию быть избранными. За привилегию царствовать с тобою. За привилегию быть посаженными на небесах с тобою. За привилегию входить в тебя и становиться одним целым с тобою. Это может сделать только зрелая церковь. Это может сделать только церковь, которая понимает тебя с полуслова. Церковь, которая знает твое сердце. Сердце, которое дышит тобою. Церковь, которая знает тебя. Погружай нас в свое сердце. 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 Погружай нас в себя. Погружай нас в себя, влеки нас в себя, влеки нас в себя, влеки нас в свои тайны, захватывай нас, Бог, заинтриговывай нас, влеки нас в себя, мы хотим знать твою глубину, мы хотим знать твою глубину. Бог, мы устали от этой глупой простоты. Где церковь не понимает ничего. Где церковь не слышит ничего. Где церковь на уровне младенчества. Ползает, Бог, подними нас с колен. Подними нас с колен. Подними нас с колен, Отец. Подними нас с колен. Научи нас ходить по земле. Ходят те, кто знает свое полноправное наследие. Дай твоей церкви войти в наследие. Наследие, Бог, дать тебе под ключ и открыть эту дверь. Наследие нашего. Бог, поднимай свое тело. 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 Поднимай, любимый. Поднимай, любимый. О, поднимай. Я знаю, что приходит время, когда невеста станет рядом с тобою. Она не будет стесняться. Она не будет стесняться. Поднимай свое тело, любимый. Поднимай свою невесту. Мы жаждем тебя, как никогда. Мы хотим 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 тебя, как никогда. Соединяй нас с собою. Соединяй нас с собою. Влеки нас в себя. Влеки нас в себя. Погружай нас в себя. Зови нас к себе. Увлекай нас за собою.
You have food. up your church with dunamis power, dunamis power. Raise up, raise up, raise up, raise up, raise up, raise up your church in dunamis power, dunamis glory. Raise up, raise up, oh God. Raise up, raise up, raise up, raise up your church in dunamis power, dunamis glory. Raise up, raise up, raise up, raise up, raise up, raise up your church in dunamis power, dunamis power. Raise up, raise up, raise up, raise up, raise up, raise up your church.
To the likeness of Jesus, conform to the
you. Come and awaken fresh hunger inside of us. We're asking you, would you release more hunger to us? That we would really become desperate for you. We would really, really become desperate for you. We're asking for fresh hunger. Pour it out tonight. The oil of hunger. Jesus, we're asking for the oil of hunger. Make us real hungry, Jesus. Real hungry. Make us real hungry. That nothing would satisfy. Build this great appetite for you, for the things of heaven, for the kingdom. Release this oil of hunger. Release fresh hunger. Lord, you call these people blessed. Blessed are those that thirst, a hunger for your righteousness, hunger for the things of God. I'm asking for a fresh hunger upon us. Lord, even as Jacob, when he wrestled with the angel of the Lord in the night, he was desperate. He didn't want to let you go. He was fighting with you. He was contending for a blessing because he was real desperate. It was a life and death situation in his life. He was in real trouble and he was desperate to get a blessing from you. Lord, we want that hunger that Jacob had at that moment, that desperation to just grab hold of you and not let you go. Not let you go until in that encounter we're changed. Never let you go. Never let you go, but constantly looking for you, constantly looking for you, constantly being hungry, constantly being thirsty. I'm asking for the desperation in the people. Lord, you love hungry people. You love hungry people and you pour out on the hungry. Lord, I'm asking for the people. As their hunger arises, there's more of your presence that comes. Hunger moves you. Hunger and faith move you. Lord, we want to be like Jacob. So hungry and so desperate to know you, to see you face to face, to know you. Lord, we need our names changed. We need to hear from you. We need to hear from heaven our true identity, our true name given to us by you. We really need to know our purpose, why we are here on this earth. The oil of hunger. Oil of hunger. Use any method, Lord, at any cost, but we want to get hungry. any method, at any cost. Make us hungry for you. Make us desperate for you. Make us hungry for you. Everything. We're just simply saying yes and trusting you all the way. We are trusting you all the way, Jesus. Our job is just to say yes and just to agree, even if things don't make sense. Even if at times we're confused. Lord, I just want to say we come in agreement with your perfect will. And we're saying, let your will prosper in us, Jesus, like the will of the Father prospered in you. Just come and have your way with us. Come have your way. Come have your way. We thank you for this time. We thank you for visiting us. We thank you for your presence. Jesus, you're always faithful. You're always good. Thank you for your presence. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your love, Jesus. Thank you for your love, Jesus. And every time we call upon your name, you show up, Jesus. That you are here. You are always here. You're never far away. You're always here. Thank you, Lord, for your faithfulness. Amen. Jesus, for this was a really good prayer, and thank the Lord for it. You know, I'm still amazed how he shows up, and I just enjoy his presence. Every time he shows up, he just blows my mind away. He always likes to show up and do things unexpectedly, and I know he likes to wow us. And if we really pay attention, he can really rock your world. Yeah, he can. You know, I was praying here and I was reminded, for some of you that like to follow Jewish feasts, we have one coming up. Rosh Hashanah is coming up next week. I believe it's like September. This year it came a little earlier, September 6th through 9th, I believe. And if you guys know, it's a Jewish New Year. But the cool part is that a lot of, every time there's feasts happening, there's like a spiritual heightened activities happen. And, you know, I just encourage you guys. This is what I do. I love to just celebrate with the Lord. I know people, different people like Bob Jones, they get visitations, like the prophets, they get visited by the Lord on Rosh Hashanah. And then we have the next one is Day of Atonement, Bobby Connor. Every year Jesus comes to him on Day of Atonement. And so I know the prophets and like major ministers, everybody, you know, it's not that they follow Jewish traditions. It's just that it's something that they acknowledge that's happening in, you know.
In the natural and also in the spirit, there's like a lot of activity that takes place. So I encourage you guys, you know, to prepare yourself for visitation. You know, if you don't take time and really go after the Lord, and just like I was praying, get hungry and desperate. I believe that being hungry and desperate really gets you some places with the Lord. I believe in what Jesus said, if you knock, the door will be open, and if you're looking, you will find, and if you're asking, you will receive that answer. So I really believe what the Lord said, and I've seen the fruit of that in my life, just going after the Lord, knocking on that door, and eventually that door opens up. And so I do believe that there's, you know, divine sovereign you know, seasons when the Lord visits, and then we'll go into like a season where we search for him, and I know the Lord rewards us with like these visitations, because you know we're knocking. And so I encourage you guys just to get ready, you know, look for that, like get rocked by God. I honestly feel like even our church is stepping into like really close, stepping into like this I don't know, a season of even some kind of a breakthrough. It's unclear right now what kind of breakthrough, but it sure feels like it. Like you can feel it in the atmosphere that there is definitely a breakthrough. And I know that just with time, we continue going forward. And it's not that we're just going forward. We're actually climbing this mountain, and we're getting higher and higher in places with God. And I'm just excited about what God is doing. And I want to excite you guys. Don't give up, you know, in the walk of faith. Be faithful to the Lord. Do whatever it takes. But you know, just get real hungry, because I think we're going to see some major breakthroughs in this church, in our lives. That's what I'm believing. That's what I'm going to get. And I just encourage you guys to do the same. So thank you for coming out. You guys have a great evening. Enjoy your weekend, and we'll see you guys on Sunday morning.